If you say the year 2020 out loud these days, you will likely get a visceral reaction from most people who lived through that year. Try it. Walk up to somebody in your house or apartment or neighborhood and say, "Look me in the eyes. I want you to say the first word that comes to mind when I say what I'm going to say." Okay? Ready? Take a moment and then say 2020. I promise you there will be a reaction of some kind. I'm not sure there's ever been a number that elicits such a unified response of disgust. I just tried it with my kids. Ready to hear their one-word responses? My oldest daughter replied, "Ugh." Not the most poetic answer, but I didn't raise poets. It's okay. My middle child responded with the word "sucked." Okay, I started to see a trend. My third and youngest kid said, "Well, I can't repeat what he said in this book. He got in a bit of trouble for saying that word." "What about the year 2019? Or 2018, I asked. And I went back even a few more years. My little focus group, which consists of my kids, offered quite a few words, all of which were a lot better than sucked, and that word I can't repeat. All the words they shared for earlier years consisted of other people's names, or words associated with family trips that they remember fondly. It was astonishing. Nothing but pleasant thoughts for all the other years. Now, I'm not saying that every year prior to 2020 was wonderful for all of us, but I am saying that by comparison, 2020 was horrible for many of us. Maybe most of us. And to be honest, I don't think it was the pandemic that left the most lasting marks on each person. I think our deeply inhuman response to everything that happened in 2020 left the deepest mark, and for some, the deepest wounds. The year 2020 jacked up humanity. It threw many of us off course, and the problem is that we can't seem to rebound. I mean, I'm writing this book more than 2 years after the start of the pandemic, and it still feels like most of us got knocked off course and can't find our way back. I'm still processing, still working to understand. Maybe you are too. Why? Because 2020 was about so much more than 2020. My dad used to tell me an analogy about a ship. If you draw a straight line from the tip of a ship and it continues going straight for 1,000 miles, it will end up in the place to which it is pointing. But if that boat moves only by one tiny degree, for a few days of travel, it may seem like the ship is still heading to the original target. However, that 1 degree of change will eventually mean that the ship misses the original destination by more than 16 miles on a 960-mile journey. That simple 1 degree adjustment doesn't seem like a big deal day after day. But as those days slowly add up over weeks, you will arrive at a completely different destination than you originally planned. So my question is a simple one. How does humanity get back on course to being the kind of people who run together to help a stranger in need? How do we reset our paths and find our way again after getting knocked off our original course? It starts with us. We each need to get back individually to who we were created to be. We need to return to the original design for who God made us to become. When that happens, something comes alive in each of us. Something wakes up. Something that can join with the people around us to do incredible, brave, exciting, kind, and generous things. The kind of things that a world in pain and uncertainty needs. God created us to come alive in our original plan and design. The spice of the Italian auntie, the peace of the Kenyan hunter, the sweetness of the Southern grandma. We all have God's creativity deep inside us. And I believe that the first step in learning how to human is to simply be human. Become who you were created to be. And who were you created to be? The answer, my friend, is unfortunately often buried deep within, buried beneath years and years of trauma, trials, and triggers, buried somewhere beneath years of slowly growing opinions on issues that may or may not affect you, Buried underneath years of being surrounded by people who look like you, think like you, talk like you, and vote like you. Buried underneath years of watching your favorite television news anchor. Buried underneath years of trying your very best to be human.